party. One day I was driving, racing with my boyfriend, and then I started texting on the phone and I crashed the car really bad. And horror movies I like, ask me about horror movies.
What's your favourite horror film?
The Exorcist.
Why?
Oh no, well, the new one, it's called the Nine Demons of Emily Rose or something like that. The reason I like it is because very few special effects and all of the scary stuff is acted out by the actors, so like it's much more effective and scary. It's like the way she like pops her body into weird shapes. It's much more scary than like monsters and blood.
What makes a good horror film for you? What three things does a horror film need to like it?
For me, it has to be not much gore, not much blood, and not much like special effects. It has to be all about weird acting and scary suspension and like Hitchcock, like Emily Rose, things that...
I know the best thing about horror, Jamie. You can cuddle up to a boy and pretend you're really scared.
Road trip, a really memorable journey, anything like that?
We just didn't end up in your
country. That wasn't memorable. I was drunk off my face, hardly remember it, and I'm so embarrassed about it. Let me think, a memorable road trip.
You've got a driving story here.
Okay, my ex-boyfriend, when we recently, the first time, we said to each other that we loved each other. He was driving my silver precious Beetle, which I adore. And he was smashed. We were both smashed. So I said, I'm not driving. I don't drink drive. I think it's awful. So I was like, I'm not driving. He was like, I'll drive. I'm fine. He ended up completely driving off the road into a fucking other car. And then I freaked out, like literally the window smashed. He wrote off the other car. Didn't know what the fuck to do. I got out of the car, I was screaming, crying. We left the car, we dumped the car. And then I was like, I have to go back. I feel so guilty. So I went back to the other car, wrote a note with my number and my address on saying, I'm so, so sorry. My mum, who's a lawyer, told me the next day that was the stupidest thing you could ever have done. We're still in a court case with her. Why would you admit guilt, apparently? So anyway, and till this day, my mother thinks I crashed the car because I had to take the blame because she would kill me if my boyfriend without insurance was driving. So I've taken the blame for it. And every time I take my car out, my mum's like, well, I'm not sure. Where are you driving? Where are you going? And I've never crashed in my life. And it kills me because I have a perfect record, but now I have a flip on my record. Anyway, that whole thing happened and it was so like intense. We ended up telling each other we loved each other.